any of you that have been in the spiritual life for any amount of time will learn pretty quickly that reparation is a key element in our relationship with God and with others and in our own personal growth. But often we are not instructed correctly about it other than that it's there and that we should do it. And that's it. We're not really given much more information. Wouldn't it be awesome if a spiritual master taught you how to do reparation? Guess what? It's right here in the mystical city of God. Our Lady herself will teach you what reparation is and how to do it and the sentiments that you should feel in your heart and mind. This will blow your mind. If you'd like to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. Let's get right into it. With her being shown the original sin and then what she does, she perceived how they were tempted and overcome by the astuteness of the serpent, and what were the consequences of their sin, and how great were the fury and hate of the demon against the human race. At the vision of all these things, our queen made great and heroic acts of virtue highly pleasing to God. She understood that she was a daughter of these first parents, and that she descended from a nature so thankless to its creator. In remembrance of this, she humiliated herself in his divine presence, thereby wounding the heart of God and obliging him to raise her above all that is created. She took it upon herself to weep for the first sin and for all the rest that followed from it, as if she herself had been guilty of them all. Note that, please. Hence, even at that time, that first sin might have been called a fortunate fault, which caused tears so precious in the eyes of God, and which earned us such sureties and pledges of our redemption. Rendering worthy thanks to the Creator for the magnificent work of the creation of man, she reflected deeply on his disobedience, the seduction and deception of Eve, and she inwardly resolved to yield that perpetual obedience which these first parents had refused to their Creator. Now we will jump to the part where she specifically tells what to do to Venerable Mary of Agreda. Wonderful, my daughter, was a gift of humility, which the Most High conferred upon me in the event described by thee. And since His Majesty does not reject the prayers of those that dispose themselves to receive it, I desire that thou imitate me and be my companion in the exercise of this virtue. I had no part in the sin of Adam, for I was exempted from his disobedience. But because I partook of his nature, and by it was his daughter, I humiliated myself in my estimation to nothingness. In the light of this example, then, how far must those humiliate themselves who not only have had part in the first sin, but also have committed other sins without number? The aim and motive of this humiliation, moreover, should not be to remove the punishments of those sins, but to make restoration and recompense for the diminution and the loss of honor which was thereby occasioned to the Creator and Lord. If a brother of thine should grievously offend thy natural father, thou wouldst not be a loving and loyal daughter of thy father, nor a true sister to thy brother, if thou would not grieve for the offense and weep not over his ruin as over thy own. For to the father is due reverence, and to thy brother thou owest love as to thyself. So one of the ways that we can make reparation to God is by starting with the first sin and all of them and asking, did you hear that, for that gift of humility and that gift of tears, humiliating ourselves, prostrating ourselves to the ground, making ourselves nothing, and asking Our Lady to fill us with that same sentiment, as well as with the gift of tears. At some point in our spiritual life, we need to weep over the sins, not just ours, but our first parents and of everyone. And in this way, we can perfectly imitate Our Lady. She has set this pattern and this model for us, and in following it, we are following on a sure path. We are laying this foundation upon which God can build an immense amount of virtues for the future. My friends, let's begin this path of reparation with great joy, because Our Lady is the one who teaches it to us. God bless you, and I will see you in the next one.